வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 31st of March, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam
சுபரம் கீர்த்தனம் விஷ்ணு ஸ்மரணம் பாதசீனம் அச்சரம் வந்தனம் காஷம் பக்தி இதி பும்சா பிதா விஷ்ணு பக்தி ஸ்ரீ நவலட்சணா கிரியேதா பகவத்தியா தன்மன்னை விதமுத்தம். சோ தி நைன் டிஃபரண்ட் ப்ராசஸஸ் ஆஃப் டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ். சோ பிரஹ்லாத் மகாராஜ் வாஸ் ஆஸ்க்ட் by his father to say something from whatever he had learned. He considered that what he had learned from his spiritual master was the best of all teachings, whereas what he had learned about diplomacy from his material teachers, Sanda and Amokka, was useless. So, dedication at the present moment throughout the whole world is Sanda Marga education. For a devotee, such kind of education has no value. Ahara Vidra Vaya Mansumanya. Everyone is being educated how to live comfortably with reference to the comfort of the body. This is not education. Real education is to understand oneself, self-realization, and with that purpose one should make progress in Krishna consciousness. In the beginning with Sravana, as we are hearing, without Sravana, there is no beginning of spiritual education. Satam prasangat mahubi jatangiyam. That shravan, hearing also, should be accepted from devote, from real devote. Sri Sarupdhamsa Goswami recommended that brahmana. He wrote something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are so many discrepancies. So, Sarupdhamsa Goswami was not at all satisfied with such writings. He chastised the brahmana that you cannot write. So, unless one is self-realized, there is practically no use writing about Krishna. This transcendental writing does not depend on material education. It depends on the spiritual realization. You will find, therefore, in the comments of Bhagavatam by different acharyas, even there are some discrepancies, they are accepted as asapraya. They should remain as it is. So, Sanatana Goswami therefore says, Avaishnava Bhagina Puja Harikatha Amritam Sravanam Na Kartavyam. One who is now Vaishnava, from him one should not hear. Harikatha Amritam, Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam is Harikatha, and it is Amrita, necessary. But if it is recited or explained by some avaishnava, one should not hear. It is perfect. The example is given Sattva-chishtha-payojata. So, professional reciters or one who speaks and writes for living means, it is strictly prohibited. Now, but I am opposing this. One should not make Bhagavata recitation as a means of livelihood. That is, the process is not accepted. The Sarvanam Kirtanam Vishnu, he should hear from Vaishnava. At least one who is trying to become Vaishnava, not professional man. Bhakti Parasanubhava Virakti Annatrasya. So, the taste of advancement in Krishna consciousness is that one should be detestful, lose attachment to the material things. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj did not like the material education from Sandhana. He very plainly said to his father that what I have heard from my spiritual master Narada Muni, spiritual master means Narada Muni or his representative. Therefore we should follow the Narada Pancharatra instruction. Sarvapādhi-girīmaktam tatparatrena-nirmaktam. According to Narada Pancharatra, one should be free from all dailiness. Just like you buy from America and Europe, you have forgotten your dailiness. Therefore, you are advanced and people are very much praising how these Europeans, Americans have become nice people. They do not know that they are no longer Americans or Europeans. They are the Krishna servants. This is Sarvapādhi-girīmaktam. So long we shall think that I am America, I am India, I am Africa. There is no possibility of advancement in Krishna consciousness. This teaching we have got from the greatest authority, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra, neither I am a Brahmacharya, Vihastha, Banaprabhu, Sanlaya. I am simply servant of Krishna. Gopi Vastu Padakamalyo Vrādhadāsa Dhākāna. So, the more we advance in the matter of becoming, dailiness and less, no dailiness, sarva-pādhi-nirmuktam. So now we have got upādhi dailiness and there are many desires, material desires. But we have to become zero about the material desires. Karma, gyan, yoga, they are all material desires. Bhakti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sapali, atam. Because they are in the material world. The karmis, they are in the material world. The gyanis, they are simply trying to get out of the material world. But their attempt will be failure because they do not catch up the real spiritual world. The real spiritual world is Krishna. And yogi, they are after demonstrating merit and get cheap popularity. So they are also in the material world. Gurmi, Jnani and yogi. Only pure devotees, they are in the spiritual. That is confirmed by Krishna. Mancham bhavicharini bhakti yogina jarseva sarvanam samadhita etan brahma bhuyaya. So, as soon as you engage yourself in pure devotion, without any material desire, without any material designation, immediately you are liberated. Sarupena avastiti. That is, real situation. suffer persecution for you. So long we are not engaged in Krishna service, there is our opposite number of life, that real life. Real life means when you are fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, all is engaged. That is life. Savanam ki savanam. So, to be Krishna in the spiritual life, we should always engage ourselves. Savanam ki savanam. Savanam ki savanam. Vishnu. Of Krishna and Vishnu. Even not of any other name, but what we speak of ordinarily. We are engaged in Savanam Kirtan from the morning. We take a newspaper and we read what the politicians say, but so many nonsense things. We waste our time. Survival is given. We should increase our taste for hearing and chanting about Vishnu, Krishna. That engagement we have fully in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. So stick to these two books. Or Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks far and far. So anyway, we should always engage ourselves 24 hours. Kirtaniya sadhav. Here we say samanam kirtana, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says kirtaniya sadhav. Sadhav means 24 hours. We shall mold our life in such a way. If somebody says, how it is possible, we have got other business, how it is possible to simply engage in savanam kirtana. That smarana, whatever you are hearing, you should remember. That is very easy. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam paraseva. And always engage in serving Krishna. Sri Vigraha Rasana Nittarana Singharitana Mandira Vajanaru. If you have no engagement, simply cleanse this temple. Kar Mandira Vajanaru. That is also service. That is also service. Paraseva. Archanam, Vandanam. That actually worshipping, devotee. Bhagavanam, offering prayer, dasam, sattam, in this way, remain always engaged in Krishna service, then you are to be considered the most loving. That is the recommendation of Prahlad Maharaj. Tanmanne adhita uttam. In my decision, persons who are engaged in Krishna consciousness fully, they are to be understood at the first class, advanced in education. And this material education, of course, we are going to open the Gurukul. Our aim is not to make the student a big grammarian. No, that is not our purpose. How to make him fully Krishna conscious? That is the aim of Gurukul. In the Gurukul description, there is nothing such thing as how to make the student a big grammarian. Or generally, they take in Sanskrit education first grammar, and it is recommended that one should read at least for 12 years grammar.